Saturdays were usually busy at Dreamland, and today was no exception. Adam spent these busy days welcoming customers and helping them find toys that would make them smile. He was growing a bit older now, but Dreamland always kept him feeling young. Each ding on the bell of the entrance door signaled a new person in search of a little joy. Of course, children typically bore the most excited expressions. But the best thing about Dreamland was that adults loved it too. Adam prided himself on his creativity. The store had all of the usual toys: teddy bears, dolls, model aeroplanes, hula hoops, and balls. But it also had all kinds of playful inventions, like a contraption that poured a glass of water while telling a joke, and stuffed animals that chased each other across a miniature savanna. Helicopters flew across the ceiling, and toy monkeys climbed up and down the shelves. It was light-hearted work, and Adam loved it. He'd spend hours imagining ways to decorate parts of the store. One circular room was dedicated to outer space. A glimmering white shuttle filled with astronauts flew between planets as a myriad of stars twinkled on the walls. Around the corner was the country western section, where cowboys rode horses across the open range, and a conveyor belt retrieved gold from deep inside a rocky canyon. The lily pond was a customer favorite. Adam created frog puppets that leaped from one lily pad to another, while plastic fish beneath the water followed them curiously. There was truly something for everyone at Dreamland. Even the most hardened souls couldn't help but lighten up a little when they stepped inside. As Adam pointed a girl and her mother toward a row of prancing unicorns, a ding echoed through the old store walls. It was closing time. Delighted customers filed out into the quiet street, chatting with excitement about the playful world they'd just left. Adam wished them a good night. He turned the wooden sign on the door, signaling that the store was now closed, and turned the lock. Then he got to work. Today wasn't just a usual busy Saturday at Dreamland. Adam had something big planned, but it wasn't for the customers who frequented his store. It was for the toys who made this place magical. Adam followed a meandering path through the store, past the lily pond and the space room, past the little savanna and the cowboys. Hidden behind a shelf of colourful figurines was a room of ethereal quality. A painted blue sky and golden sun shone down on a manicured garden. The air seemed to sparkle with magic. A long, winding stone path led through the middle. tucked into the back corner of the room. A towering structure lay hidden beneath a white cloth. Adam trekked carefully across the room he had so delicately created, and gently removed the cloth, revealing a glistening castle. Wide steps led up to an elegant entrance, lined with columns. Cylindrical towers reached toward the sky above. But the castle wasn't finished. The center portion of the castle still needed its top floor. Yesterday, after the last customer had left the store, Adam put the finishing touches on the courtyard in the center of the castle. Saving the last floor made it easier to decorate the interior. Now, he just needed to place the last row of pieces and tidy up the edges. He pulled up his trusty work stool and gathered his tools. He'd set the remaining blocks and pieces aside already to make his life easier now. Adam worked quietly, placing each item exactly where he wanted it. His own breath and the distant tick-tock of the grandfather clock were the only sounds in the store.